Keith Peters reporting personal checks will become a thing of the past at Target stores.
Target says as of July 15th, it will no longer accept personal checks from shoppers. The discounter tells the AP it's making the move because of the extremely low number of customers who still write checks. Target's decision leaves Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's among the retailers that still accept personal checks. Whole Foods Market and the Aldi supermarket chain previously stopped taking checks. Shoppers have pulled out checkbooks increasingly less often since the mid-1990s. Cash dispensing ATMs, debit cards, online banking, and mobile payment systems mean many young adults may have never written a check. I'm Mike Hempen.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says about 160 million people across the U.S. are under some kind of heat warning, advisory, or alert.
There's the large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew Beryl up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the east coast. So the heat wave does continue for much of the area. It was worse this past weekend for many locations on the eastern seaboard, but that has ticked back up a bit. And you're expecting heat indices around 105 degrees from the Philadelphia metro down through northern Florida.
Many of the millions left without power when Hurricane Beryl crashed into the Houston area and now face days without power and air conditioning as dangerous heat threatens the region. A heat advisory is in effect through Wednesday in parts of Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 52 points, but the NASDAQ rose 25, the S&P 500 advanced 4, oil down to $81.40 a barrel. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has found a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sound of church bells is a quaint bit of automated background noise for most people. But before modern communications, it was bell ringing that transmitted important information and knit together communities across Europe. Now a small school of bell ringers in northeastern Spain is working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automation has largely replaced bell ringers in churches in Western Europe. SRN News. The involuntary manslaughter trial for actor Alec Baldwin will begin opening statements on Wednesday.
12 jurors and four alternates have been chosen to decide whether Alec Baldwin committed a felony in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. 11 women and five men make up the panel. Only two out of 70 prospective jurors said they were unfamiliar with the case. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. His defense team has not said whether Baldwin will testify.
That's correspondent Margie Zaraletta reporting. An Arizona judge says a rancher who is unsuccessfully tried in the fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property will not be retried. Santa Cruz County Superior Court Judge Thomas Fink issued his ruling Tuesday denying a request by prosecutors who'd argued the possibility of a new trial should be left open. More details at SRNNews.com.